Vegas Confessions Podcast, Episode 107. Vegas Confessions Podcast is part of the Club Confessions Podcast series, copyright 2019 by Skyrocket Entertainment, located in Beverly Hills, California, USA.
I walked into my room, and there's this man getting out of the shower.
I decided to start giving lap dances.
Promptly took all his clothes off with a raging hard on.
There was a witness, they called the cops, there was undercover up the street.
Oh my god, your tattoo is so beautiful.
I thought I was gonna get a chick.
They're guys, they have cocks, whatever.
She was a he, and I was not it.
The Club Confessions podcast series is available for sponsorship. Contact Skyrocket Entertainment at info@skyrocket.com for more information. That's Sky with two Y's and Rocket with two T's. Again, email us at info@skyrocket.com.
Welcome to Vegas Confessions. I'm Cindy Taylor. As we all know, what happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas. But as it turns out, that's not always the case. We're here in Las Vegas, hanging out in some of the hottest clubs on the Strip, asking people to tell us their wildest Vegas stories. Vegas Confessions is about admitting those private indiscretions that can only happen in Vegas. Now, the participants in this show are fully aware that they're being filmed, and they were more than happy to share with us all the juicy details. We're here with Jonathan and Ahmad. And these two fellas didn't actually know each other just a few hours ago, and they met under very, very suspicious circumstances. How are you guys?
Good, how are you doing?
So what brings you to Vegas this weekend?
I came in yesterday, and he came in today. I was in a room with some other person that I hadn't met. We spent the day yesterday together, and then last night he was in his side of the room, I was in my side of the room, and he left in the morning. And so I went out today and I did all of my things during the day. And when I came back, I walked into my room and there's this man getting out of the shower with a towel on in my room. Did not expect to see anybody in my room. I thought it was just me in my room.
And the only thing I asked him is, am I in the right room?
He says, are you in the right room? And I said, well.
Well, maybe they set you up.
Well, we found out that was true. They did.
They did.
They did set us up.
They were trying to mess with us.
Yeah.
Were they trying to set you guys up?
No.
They were trying to extra screw with me.
He says, am I in the right room? And I said, well, it depends on what you're looking for.
I said, not you.
Yeah.
It was a very, very interesting way to meet. And now you guys are buddies. You're going to be having a great time this weekend.
Definitely won't forget.
Yeah, we're not having a great time.
Hopefully you'll have an even wilder story to tell me tomorrow night.
Well, we have this one, that's for sure.
So we're ready to take a little tour around the Hard Rock Hotel and see what's going on. Follow me.
My old girlfriend invited me over to her house, and they were doing drugs. Put the pipe to the mouth. They gave this guy I've never met before, he's about 6'8". He took a big hit of crack and promptly took all his clothes off. With a raging hard on.
Were you into it?
No. Well, after seeing this, no. Anyway, the guy, we were on the third story, jumped out the window, butt naked, third story, landed, busted his ankle and went hobbling off. And Metro, caught him hiding behind a garbage bin behind PT Pub.
Yeah. What brings you all the way to Vegas? Good times?
Absolutely.
Can you tell me about what are your experiences here in Vegas?
Are you serious? I can't tell you that.
Come on. You know you can.
Okay. I was in this club one night, right? And I was approached by this lady. She was about 35 years old. And she had a girlfriend with her. And she was telling me how handsome I was and this is that. So up at the end of the night, I ended up going home with like both of these ladies. And they had the time of my life. And I promise you, I hope my mom don't ever see this.
Why was it the time of your life? Because I'm sure you've been in that kind of situation many times in your life.
It was a woman and her daughter.
Oh, really? You know what?
Both of them. And
I heard about a
proposal, but I never heard of somebody actually going through with it.
A woman and her daughter.
And you knew that ahead of time, or you found out later on?
I found out later, yeah.
How old were they?
One was like 35 and one was like 19.
So we're here with Stephanie. She came last summer to Vegas to attend her friend's bachelorette party, and it turns out that she's the one who came out with the wildest story that night. What happened, Stephanie?
Oh, we had a crazy night, bachelorette madness. We had...
How many girls?
There's 12 of us.
Okay, now I understand.
Yeah.
Why you got in so much trouble that night?
Oh my goodness. I was kind of the planner, and we planned everything out. We got crazy drunk, but I ended up getting the drunkest. And we got back to the hotel room, and I just fell flat onto the floor.
Ouch! Did you hurt yourself?
Well, I don't know. I was pretty drunk.
You don't remember. Did you have any bruises, cuts?
No, I was okay with that part, but they did get me naked and got me in the shower and took care of me and then went back out and partied until 6 in the morning.
So how long would you say that it took you to recover to actually have enough strength to go back out?
We flew home the next day and I threw up a couple times in the airport before we got home, so it was pretty bad.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. And what about the bachelorette?
She did good, you know? She held her ground and she got pretty drunk, but she didn't throw up like
me. So you were the planner.
Yeah,
and towards the middle, you know, you got a little drunk and I think she was the one taking care of you.
Yeah, she was. Actually, there were two other girls. They all took care of me, so I had the fun time in Vegas.
And you girls are back this weekend?
Yes, we are.
Ready to party it up?
Oh yeah, of course. Always in Vegas.
So right now I'm here with Erin and Kat, who are sisters, and they have a very unusual close relationship.
Last night we decided to go to strip club. We're also here with her husband and with our friend Mathia, both of which are passed out right now.
Well, actually it's my husband's and my first time at a strip club.
You guys went together?
Yes,
the four of us.
The four of us.
Yeah.
Okay. And we decided, since it was our first time, we had to make it special, you know.
Of course.
Make that first time a strip club really special. So, naturally, I bought him a lap dance. Because that's
nice.
What a good wife does.
Of course.
And after having several cocktails, I decided to start giving lap dances. So, I think he gave us all lap dances. But the thing is she's good.
I don't remember.
I want to make that clear.
It was
good.
It was awesome.
In fact, on the way out,
I was offered a job.
Offered a job.
I was.
So basically, you gave a lap dance to your sister.
I did.
Your sister's husband and Mathia, a close friend.
It's kind of weird. I was wearing clothes though. Yay.
And she does a lap dance well with clothes on. So that's actually an obstacle, I think. Based on the, you know, the
confines
of a lap dance.
Did you give anybody a lap dance this night?
You know, actually, I didn't. Wow, sucks.
There was a time I met out with a guy. He wasn't a guy though. He was a girl.
You thought it was a guy originally?
No, I thought it was a girl. I thought it was a girl.
You thought it was a girl. Okay, you gotta start from scratch.
Okay.
So what happened?
From scratch. So
we start, you had a couple drinks.
I'm walking up, girl, beautiful tits, everything. But she was a he and I was not it.
So, at what point did you figure this out? How far into it were you?
I was already out of the situation, but somebody else told me that she was a he.
Really? How far did you go?
All right, we made out, but that's about it.
Were you into it?
No.
At the time, maybe, and afterwards when you knew?
At the time, maybe. Okay, wait, you're putting words in my mouth.
I'm here with Deborah and Alma has a story to tell us. It's about a dance move that she took a little too literal. Is that true, Alma?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was last year on my birthday, and we were at a club. You know, I started, you know, wearing one of those pencil skirts. You know, it's very popular last year, and it was like, oh, everyone's like, oh, my happy birthday, like, yay, you know, hi, what's up? And the guys are, like, buying us drinks. I'm like, yay, hi. So... My, you know that song, Drop It Like It's Hot?
Yes.
Was coming on, it was very popular. Well, I did. I dropped it like it's hot, and it was like, oh, good, and nothing happened, and you know, I'm good. Second time I did it, rip, right in the middle, right when I'm like, in the middle, I'm like, oh, shit. Oh. And I'm like, And then my friend said, hey, are you okay? Oh, shit.
Like, so how bad was it?
I ripped it completely open, and I was only wearing a thong on top of that. So you can see, and it was a blue one, and a see-through on top of that. That's even worse. The DJ right then and there decides, oh, happy birthday, Alma. Tell everyone. Say hello to her.
Just shining star.
Ooh,
right
just
there.
Shining right there. And I'm like, oh, my God. Hi. Hi. And they're covering it up with one hand.
So I'm walking out of here.
This is the thing. I started walking towards the front. She decides to walk behind me. And while we're walking towards the front, people decided to say hello right then and there. I said, hey, let's go get you a drink. Like, no, shit. I'll be right back. Because like, no, for real, let's go get one. Dude, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Walk to the front. And my boyfriend at the time is right there. And I tell him, hey. I'm like, what? Like, dude. Honey, what? What the hell? It's too loud in here. He goes behind me like, he's like, okay, I'll handle this. He gets behind me. We're walking towards like the front. We're out in the parking lot. We're walking towards the parking lot. And I have one of those asses, a tabletop. So if you try to hug me, you're gonna see behind me. And that's kind of the whole issue. You couldn't see. Well, I got to the car. Good thing I brought an extra pair of clothes, changed right then and there, and went back to the club and kept on drinking.
I'm in the system with the cops right now because I got caught robbing a house, so they got me for robbery, possession of stolen property, and conspiracy to commit burglary. And this is how it all started out. This was a week ago, or a week and a half ago. I went to my friend's house and with a backpack on, I was like, hey, drink this with me. It was the whole idea. I was like, hey man, I'm just walking around scoping some houses out. All right, let's go. He kicked in the door and we got away. We went to his house, but like dumbasses, we were greedy. We're like, there's some more shit for us to get. We went back. There was a witness. They called the cops. There was undercover up the street, two cops down the street. I wanted to run because I heard the whoop. I was like, oh shit, oh fuck. No, I gotta stop. All right, just take me in. They let me out a week later because I asked for an OR. It's my first offense. But I still have to go to court to see if they'll try to sentence me. And I hope they don't because I have a kid at home. Like, I just started working and everything. I'm trying to get my stuff together, really. I'm off drugs. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I still drink only on weekends, though. Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm here with Karen Laura, and Laura is here to set a personal record.
Really? It's a record?
Uh-huh.
Why
heard
is
it's a
record?
Really good record. tell me the story.
Okay. It's actually my first best weekend of my life.
And by the way, it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday this weekend. This is my third best weekend in my life.
So what happened?
So I was here New Year's weekend of 1998. Yeah, I guess it's the New Year's time. So came down from Seattle and we were here for a long weekend. And I met a group of my friends from Seattle, and there's a big group of us that always hang out from LA, Seattle, meet in Vegas. So my girlfriends ditched on me like last minute after I had my ticket. I'm like, I can't go by myself. But I have guy friends. And they're like, no, you have to go.
And they weren't coming with you?
Well, one couldn't come, but the other one was here, and then I kind of knew like 20 of them. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go. So I came for the weekend and having fun. It's New Year's Eve, and I'm like, I want to set a record and see how many guys I can kiss for 1 hour for New Year's Eve, like quick kisses, like New Year's kisses.
So with or without their approval?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Are you kidding? They're guys. They have cocks. Whatever. I have boobies. And I'm like, oh, happy New Year. Kiss, kiss. And, you know, they're always like, oh, I want more. I'm like, don't fucking touch me, dude. Next. Hot guy. So I got, like, about 42 of them in 1 hour for New Year's Eve at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh, my God. So did you hook up with any of them at the end? Were any of the kisses worth it?
Was there any of those guys that you were like, you know what, I have to go back?
I really saw this hot one, though, that I was eyeing the whole weekend, but I could never catch him because he was always gambling.
You didn't get a kiss from him?
No. Well, not... Well.
Well.
Not till the end.
So what
but that's not part of the story. That was the hot guy.
So you...
So I'm going around. I hung out with my friends, and then I think it was like New Year's Eve at like 2 in the morning in my room. So in the bathroom, this guy's in the bathroom. He's taking like a piss or whatever. He's kind of cute. I'm like, well, I have to go to the bathroom real quick, so I'm kind of waiting for him. Turns around, I go, oh my God, it's 2 in the morning. Quick New Year's Eve kiss. He's totally hot, dark hair, yum yum. So I give him a quick kiss, and he's like grabbing for more. I'm like, dude, that is enough. Anywho, the next day where I'm staying in this room with all my guy friends, I wake up in the morning and the same guy was there on the cot sleeping. He's totally cute, his name is Steve. Long story short, he kept kind of chasing us around and I'm trying to ditch him like the next day. I'm like, dude, okay, I'm gonna go to the bar and have a drink. I'll be right back. He's like, oh, I'll go with you. Okay, no, 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 it's okay. So I'm running the elevator, running to Jenny McCarthy. I'm like, oh, hi, I'm trying to ditch this guy. Quick, close the elevator. He goes running in. I'm like, fuck. So we meet at the bar and he's taking up the tab. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But then it's kind of fun. So we hang out that whole evening, get a limo with all his friends, go to the, I think it's the Ice House, and there's a fun concert. Anyway, that was the best date of my life.
Did you ever talk to him again?
That night, he ended up staying in our room again. I'm like, oh my God, you're the guy from the morning?
Did you hook up with him at the end or not? Come on, come on.
We're married now.
You're kidding me.
No.
You married him. You married Steve.
I married Steve.
I'm here with Jen and Holly, and they have a very natural swimming story to tell us. What happened?
We were at a hotel in Vegas, and the drink of the day was mojito.
First of all, how many mojitos did you guys have?
Several.
You walk up to somebody who has a mojito, and you say you have to save your drink for the end of the night. They're like, why? Well, it's the mint leaves. Why? Because when the girls have their tops off, you put the mint leaves on their breasts.
Which we are at a European style pool, so everyone has their tops off.
Did you guys have your tops off?
So we had several mojito leaves, mint leaves.
The best part is you go up to everybody else to try to encourage them to take their tops off.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I mean, it is Vegas, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
So did you guys manage to get some leaves on some other girls?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yes. Several.
Kind of encouraged, and then it just kind of happens.
And then everyone, all of a sudden, the whole pool is drinking mojitos for who knows why, right?
They're like, I don't even like a mojito, but these mint leaves are great.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'll have to catch one of those parties soon.
I hope you do.
I know.
Great.
Oh, really? Thank you very much.
A little potential there. A little potential.
A little potential, just a little bit.
He'd be a great mojito wearer.
You have a particular story you want to tell me, right? Where did that happen?
Not that hard. Okay, last night we went to LAX. It was Adriana from the Hills. It was her birthday, and we had the VIP, and we was dancing all night. And this guy, I went home on my own. I thought I was gonna get a chick. And this guy, I come home. We have two double beds in our bedroom, and he was with two blonde girls, two blonde chicks.
Oh, okay. No, she wasn't
there. She wasn't there. But he had like two girls in his bed.
My man better not see this.
Yeah, his man better not see this. And
what happened?
So, I don't know, I was asleep. I was so jealous
when
I
woke up in
the morning.
They didn't wake you up at all?
I woke up the next morning, I looked across and he had like two girls right next to him. I was so jealous.
And I can't believe you didn't wake up. I'm sure you made a little bit of noise.
Too much drink. Too much.
It was a bit most, but.
No, I know.
So how was it? Do you remember it all?
Yeah, okay, I might have woke him up, but, you know, I'm English. I got the stamina, so I think they digged it. Like, I just gave the flow.
Maybe next time I was.
Yeah, I couldn't wake him
so
up.
So selfish.
I couldn't wait. I come home at.
So selfish.
No, I come home at like 3, and he was asleep, snoring. So I took these two girls into bed, and he woke up and we were all naked. He wasn't. He had his pajamas on.
He's with these two girls right next to him, and I just thought, you lucky shit.
Here for?
How many what?
How many days have you been in Vegas for?
Well, she lives here, but I've been here for two nights.
Okay, so you can tell us. Thank you. So are you. So you live here, you're visiting. Have you guys shared any crazy experiences together here in Vegas?
Every experience is a crazy experience.
Why do I get a feeling that you have, huh?
Because we're naughty girls.
What, that you were snuggling with my husband last night?
Your husband who's in bed, he's gonna be my snuggle buggy later.
She's the cuddler, I'm not.
So you decided to let her use your husband for a night to cuddle, right?
Just for snuggling.
That's all that happened?
Yeah, we're close like that.
Are you guys really good friends?
Very close.
So, you share the husband?
No, boyfriend? We don't share the husband.
Well, we do. Now we're not. Now we're not sharing.
Only if she's involved.
Yeah.
No. I just met them. Hey guys, I'm here with Janelle, who apparently has been very, very successful with the guys tonight. Very popular, yes. I heard. What is going on, Janelle? First of all, let's see that tattoo on your arm. Tell us a story.
It's actually from a video game. It's from Dynasty Warriors. His name is Yao Kyo. And it's actually a true story as well, so.
And I heard that you are very popular with the boys because of this tattoo.
Yes.
How come?
I don't know. I think it's just guys from out of state, like foreigner guys. They're like, every time they come up to me, they're like, oh my God, your tattoo is so beautiful. And they're like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You're the girl for me.
So I heard that tonight, you ran into a very interesting fella from out of town.
Yes, I did.
What happened?
He was from Ireland, and he was flirting with me or whatnot, but I already have a boyfriend from London, so I
you're
already
into
know
the
how
accents.
They work. Yeah, I know how they work, and I met my boyfriend from the cat house here in Luxor, so I know how they are.
How are they?
They're just like, oh my God. First, they're like, oh my God, your tattoo is so like amazing, and then like, oh my God, you're beautiful. And I feel like if I didn't have the tattoo, they would just walk by. That, like, to be honest, that's how I feel. But this one tonight from Ireland, I gave him my number because he was leaving Body English, and he texted.
But I thought you had a boyfriend.
Yeah, but yeah, it wasn't like that at all.
At all.
Yeah, at all. It wasn't. I gave him my number so we can go elsewhere. I was like, well, if you want to leave Bonnie English, you know, we can go elsewhere because, you know, we're both taken or whatnot. But he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't, or whatever. And then my friend Jackie, that knows this guy that works for Bonnie English, we went upstairs. So that's where I met the guy from Ireland. They kind of just approached me. I don't ever, like, try to look for somebody. They kind of, you know, just come to me. So we were talking for a little while, we exchanged numbers or whatnot, and he texted me and he's like, I'll meet you at the exit door. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Later on, I was just like, I don't know, I guess you could say, oh, I felt lonely. So I texted him, I'm like, where are you? And he's like, hey, you know, I'm at Body English. And he's all like, so how much? And I go,
how much?
Yeah, I replied with, what do you mean, how much? And then I actually just got this text message.
What does it say?
He said, my cousin just landed in Vegas and thought you might be a hooker because you were so hot. I'm thrilled you're not.
So what's the plan now?
Well, me and my friend were just gonna go to Body English and have some fun.
Okay, and you're gonna meet him?
No, I wasn't planning on meeting him.
But now you have to meet him.
No, not after I got this text message. But just the fact that I got that text message totally made me feel like a prostitute.
No, you don't look like a prostitute.
Well, I'm glad I don't, because I'm not dressed as one.
Coming up on the next episode of Vegas Confessions.
I woke up in this t-shirt, no underwear, like, damn, dude.
Kind of sparked World War III, kind of got nasty in the middle of the club.
Sorry. I'm not really into marriage.
I ruined my chance with this beautiful blonde girl.
People were concerned that I was attracting too many ladies.
It looks like someone's taken a mag light and shoved it down the front of my banana hammock.
All that and more on the next Vegas Confessions. They don't call it Sin City for nothing.
This concludes episode 107 of the Vegas Confessions podcast, which is part of the Club Confessions podcast series. Check in and listen every week to a new episode. This podcast series is copyright 2019 by Skyrocket Entertainment, located in Beverly Hills, California, USA.